Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
People were calling me champ. I didn't know who they were talking to at first. You know, walking down the street. And, I've always been invited to spend a lot of time with the little leagues, high schools, but the request this year has been off the hook. So I got really, one of my homeboys, Jerry Manuel, reminded me that I had to get my rest and you got to take care of yourself in order, because this is going to be I think this year is going to be tougher than last year.
I get happy for Dusty when I hear him talking about being treated like a champion on the street these days.
Well, and for, you know, he comes from an era when being the heavyweight champion, like, had a whole different, cachet to it than being that. Well, no, really, anytime up until the last 20 years, if you were the heavyweight champion, I mean, that there was, very little that was better than that.
True.
And then boxing kind of changed a little bit.
A little,
the balkanization of boxing.
Yes.
So, to be able to be called champ, anytime people are calling you champ in anything other than a condescending way.
Yes.
Like, because you're either a child or an idiot. Nice race, champ. It's a pretty cool thing. I'm happy that he gets to be called champ as well.
I am too.
I was hoping he was going to go into some long story about Bill Cosby sending him congratulations or something.
Jeez, yeah, I know.
Yeah, Bill Cosby calls me champ now too.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
All right. We're going to go talk to Bregman.
Wow, it's weird. There's nobody talking to Dusty. Yeah, I don't know. He just wouldn't stop talking about Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Here was Dusty on this team. Look, a lot of guys on this team, well, not as many as did a couple of years ago, but experience with a really short offseason. A few of their most important players have that from winning it in 2017. And look, this team has always made a run at least to the ALCS, and they've been to the World Series now the last 2 years. And Dusty talked about the experience that they have with the short offseason and how that helps them.
Yeah, these guys, they know how to do it. My first question yesterday, which I didn't know, was how did they do after the last World Series? And I guess they went back to the ALDS, ALCS. And so these guys know how to do it. But, we'll assess which guys we got to take it easy with, or which guys, came out of the offseason unscathed. Or if you had enough time, to heal your body. And the challenges this year is the WBC, because we have a number of guys that are going to the WBC, which we got to get ready to play and then turn off and then get ready to play again in ours.
Yeah, WBC is the World Baseball Classic. They do have a handful of players that are going to be playing. That's an off-season tournament between countries and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Yeah.
Presley's, I know, going to be playing for the U.S. There's
a few other manager guys of the year that none of the Astros got to play. It was because Bregman was one of them, I remember. And it was
I have no recollection.
They got screwed, Sean. They got screwed.
Okay.
Because basically,
disrespect,
if you're missing out on some spring training for that and you're not getting at-bats, you show up to camp a little
slower.
Oh,
so they were on that team,
run.
But
yeah,
they just didn't play.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't recall that.
I remember.
Evidently.
Parts of it, yeah.
This is my solemn vow to Dusty. Because, Seth, as you know, last year I was one of the people that would come in after a game where, three of their main guys would be benched for a game. Oftentimes with Justin Verlander on the hill.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander early in the season, for whatever reason, he was the one who had to deal with the janky lineups. With the Mauricio Dubons of the world and the Aledmys Diaz batting cleanup and things like that. Probably because Verlander is so good at his job. This is one of those things where someone being really good at their job gets penalized for being good at their job. He gets a bad lineup and no run support. Whatever. Verlander's not here anymore. This is my vow to Dusty Baker. I will not, through 162-game regular season, I will not come into this studio one time a day following a day where you are load managing the hell out of your team and complain about it. I won't. I did last year. Okay. You called me out on it, rightfully so, because this was a very healthy team come postseason, and I think that had a lot to do with it. So I vow that I will not do that. If Dusty will do this, if you are going to load manage, don't do that thing you do where you take whoever is replacing Bregman and batting them cleanup because Bregman bats cleanup.
Right.
Whoever's replacing Altuve bats leadoff because Altuve's your leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Just put a lineup out there that's going to score runs as best it can with the nine guys that you're putting out there. But don't put Mauricio Dubon batting leadoff because he's playing second base that day.
Yeah, that's the part that gets super frustrating. It's easy to dismiss a lot of the other stuff as just load management or what have you. I guess the counter argument though is okay, if you shuffle that around, then you're taking other guys who are in and out of the lineup and making it even more erratic for them. So I can see that side of it. I mean, okay,
I appreciate you bringing up the devil's advocate.
If you're putting Dubon at leadoff, okay, then there's inherent issues with that, obviously. But then you're okay, that's right. I'm with you. I'm just trying to stick up for Champ. Okay.
He's a champ. Yeah, no, yeah. It's a bold move by me right now.
It was 2017 when Bregman got four at-bats in the World Baseball Classic.
Okay, that was before everybody knew they were cheating.
Jim Leland apologized publicly.
Hold up. Jim Leland was the manager?
He was the manager, yeah.
Was he like 98 at the time? He's Jim Leland.
Yeah.
Jim Leland, a noted in-dugout cigarette smoker.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's not awesome, kids. It's awful. But it's pretty funny. It's notable that there used to be a time where ball players would have big endorsement deals. DiMaggio probably made more money from his cigarette endorsements than he did from the Yankees
That's probably not an exaggeration.
They were the sneakers of the 1940s. They really were.
Back in the 30s, Phil Knight's grandfather was selling them out of the trunk of his car, the same way Phil Knight would sell shoes out of the trunk of his car in 1980.
Back then, basketball players used to endorse wingtips because that's basically what they played in.
Yes, exactly. We're getting a lot of text to the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page on good and bad
athlete actors.
Yeah. 9803 says Alex Bregman is awesome. Is Alex Bregman awesome? Or is he just comedically kind of okay? Like, there's a sign.
Bregman comes through. He's a little bit like a Luke Wilson in that it's more about his actual attitude coming through. He's got a different type of attitude than Luke Wilson, but Luke Wilson just comes across as like a perpetually like very laid back, but maybe a little skeptical about what the hell's going on here. Yeah. Like that's Luke Wilson in every role. Like a little bit confused, you know, like not goofy and lovable the way Owen is, but it's just his personality. Whereas Bregman, I think it's a little bit of his kind of like sarcastic smirkiness that's starting to come through. Early on, he was really bad with those energy commercials. His first go at it was, I think, those energy.
He's in the khaki. He looks like he's the guy selling the energy to you door to door.
He was a sales trainee. But like he's gotten better. So yeah.
I wouldn't say awesome, but he's fine. Who's the best out of all the Astros? Altuve is my favorite in the HEB.
And Altuve is another one that I don't know if he's a good actor. He's just so damn lovable.
He's hilarious.
He's ready.
Yeah. He's really funny.
And coming out with the big gulp.
Yes.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really funny.
Standing at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah. I think Pena is like maybe a legitimately good actor.
Pena might be the guy. Yeah, if we go back to throwbacks, like old time, you know, except that he's actually, like, there was a time, kids, when people thought Joe DiMaggio was good looking.
Oh, yeah. He dated Marilyn Monroe.
I know. I mean, you don't have to, but they referred to him as like, ooh, handsome Joe DiMaggio. It's because we're simple creatures. And when somebody's famous and successful, we just think everything about them is good. So Pena's actually genuinely good looking.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think he could end up being an actual movie star. I'm doing something with him tomorrow night at the Houston Sports Awards.
Oh, you are with Pena?
I'm supposed to ask him one question. I've been given very loose instructions just to joke around with him for a little bit. Like, oh, boy.
Not to get too many things cooking on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page, but Would you like to suggest some questions for Seth to ask Jeremy Pena?
Or should I have him read a line from Casablanca?
Oh, yes! Let's see if his acting chops are good.
That was Joe DiMaggio in that role. Yes. It was Humphrey Bogart played by Joe DiMaggio.
Played by Joe DiMaggio. 7480, Joe Namath Medicare commercials are great.
Yeah,
really seems lost and old. I mean, that's a little mean. I mean, he does, but that's why I'm not going to read that.
Yeah, who are the best older athletes that still do stuff?
Joe Montana does a lot of stuff these days.
He has been doing more and more, hasn't he?
More than when he was a player, I think.
Remember that creepy one last year during the Super Bowl where they had somebody like CGI'd like Joe Montana's face into... It was really weird.
Vaguely.
It was something. It was strange.
Yeah.
Somebody says Gronk is the best bad actor.
Yes.
And I would agree. And I, you know what? The same thing goes on the studio show where, honestly, I get it, teachers. I get why you pass kids because you don't want them to lose athletic eligibility.
Right.
Because that's how I am with Gronk. Like, even if you're a teacher that doesn't like sports, but the kid's a star football player and he's just so damn likable, you're like, oh, all right, I'll give you some extra credit and I'll give you a C. That's how I am with Gronk on the pregame show and the postgame show on Fox. I'm like, boy, he is horrendous. But I just like him so much. I'll give him a C.
I enjoy him on there. Yeah, no, he's not great, but he's not the meathead that people think he is. He actually, I learn a few things listening to Gronk talk about the tight end position and whatnot.
Yeah, I
think he needs some coaching.
He's trying real hard to give like a little bit of a learned vibe, which isn't going to go great at first. But I think also he's got to fight producers who are trying to dress him up like Bob Ross, the painter with the big hair from TV. Remember who that used to be?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was all that was on it. Did you have cable television growing up?
Not till my freshman year in high school.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have cable. Our neighborhood couldn't get it.
I can't believe you, the painter with the big...
The guy on PBS
Bob Ross.
Paints stuff?
Bob Ross.
The guy that paints stuff?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his name.
That was Bob Ross.
Okay.
They had him do like some segment where he was dressed up like Bob Ross. And it's hilarious, though, because he does this Bob Ross thing. He's like painting at the palette.
Yeah.
Kids, he had a white guy with a big afro, a big, huge perm. And he...
How'd that go?
What's that?
How'd that go?
It was very fashionable back in the day.
No, no, no. I'm talking about Gronk acting like this guy.
It was funny, I guess. Yeah. But like his girlfriend said that after the segment, she said, oh my God, you're Bob Ross. And he said... Yeah, who is that?
Dude, 100%.
They had him do this whole shtick, and he didn't even have a clue who they were doing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. So he's a little amenable. Like he's a little too easy to say yes to things. Maybe
he's like a kid getting off the bus in Hollywood.
I know
like,
your
hey, kid,
first. I
you
know
want to be a star.
I know your first question, if you didn't know, would have been who the hell's Bob Ross?
Yeah,
for sure. All right, we're still getting a lot of texts in on that. All right, text in any suggestions for questions for Jeremy Pena? For Seth?
The Mannings also. Plus Cooper is...
Cooper's good too, it turns
out. Cooper's making a strong late surge.
He is. Even Archie is pretty funny in those Caesars commercials.
Yeah.
They come from good acting stock.
Did you see JJ kind of snuck his way into a commercial during the playoffs?
No.
For Athletic Brewing Company?
No.
Because he's a part owner, I think, or an investor in Athletic Brewing Company,
okay,
which is non-alcoholic.
Ravel's an investor in that.
Yeah.
That would stand to reason.
And they just showed him they showed a bunch of active people, and then they showed JJ kind of lounging in retirement, like mowing the lawn and then sitting in his pool, like doing all this retirement type
stuff. He's already got a commercial out, embracing retirement. All right. The Texans' coaching job. Let's level set here. Where are we at? Where does it stack up in the eyes of executives around the league? We will let you know. Mike Sando let us know that. We'll let you know what the status is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.